In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again. Introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-504-2641. Or use the promo code KMC. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code KMC. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-504-2641 and use promo code KMC. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Were we oversold the idea of fear as it relates to COVID? Joining me, Dr. Mark Siegel of the Fox News Medical All-Star Team for a very candid discussion about just that. Plus, it's a Parenting Wednesday, and Carol Markowitz stops by. It's all straight ahead for Kevin McCullough Radio.
Interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog.
It has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he's playing the role.
As well as anyone he could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. On Wednesdays, you know we like to focus in on wellness and what is going on. And as I have been watching over the last couple of weeks, I wanted to turn to another of the Fox News Medical All-Star Team. In fact, he's the elder statesman of the team there. He's been there the longest, and he's certainly one of the most respected voices in medicine and media today. Dr. Mark Siegel, you've seen him on Fox, but his specialty is internal medicine. Of course, he's a longtime fixture at Langone Medical. Mark, it's good to have you on the show. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Great to be with you today, Kevin.
The news that's coming out right now relating to the young boys that they're in, the young youths that are getting the child's COVID-19 vaccine and the problems there. Can you break that down for my listeners and help them understand what the concern is and then give us your opinion on how serious you think it is?
Let me do a long wind up on this. I've been following media misinformation and fear in healthcare for a really long time. And I've written several books on that, and the most recent is COVID, the Politics of Fear and the Power of Science, which is out this year. The problem with the COVID pandemic is it's always politicized, no matter what topic you're talking about. So let me unpack the question you're asking about myocarditis, and I'll give you several facts that you're not going to hear from the left, certainly, and even the right, because everyone has a certain spin on it. Here's what it is. We're seeing, going into the announcement today from CDC, we're seeing about 16 cases per million vaccinated of myocarditis. What is myocarditis? It's an inflammation of the heart. Is it severe? It can be mild, moderate, or severe. almost all of these cases we're seeing, most of them are in males, most of them are under the age of 30, most of them are after the second shot, almost all of them are mild. Now, I spoke to a pediatric cardiologist at NYU just yesterday extensively about this because he's doing research on this.
Right.
And you know what he says isn't severe, Kevin? The myocarditis and heart involvement you're seeing after COVID itself. 10 to 20% of those admitted to the hospital with COVID, and we're seeing younger people admitted with COVID now, have heart complications. 10 to 20%. And when they have myocarditis, they're not having a mild case. Many of them ending up in the ICU. So the point is, with long COVID and with side effects of COVID and with heart problems with COVID, we certainly want to err on the side of taking this vaccine. Now, what might we be doing wrong here? Well, again, ultra, ultra rare complication. But one of the problems is we didn't test children separately in terms of dosing. Maybe we should be giving them a bit of a lower dose. Maybe we should be extending the second shot out longer. Should they be getting the second shot at all? Absolutely, especially with that Delta variant emerging, which, by the way, flourished in the United Kingdom because too many people there had only had one shot. Gotcha. It's the second shot that gives you a demonstrable immunity against the Delta variant. And, of course, I'm not telling you for those getting over COVID. Those who are getting over COVID should probably get one shot. But that, what I just gave you, is a non-doctored, if you will, non-politicized, purely scientific view of this.
Well, and it's in keeping with what we've heard about the vaccine, that while the vaccine doesn't necessarily prevent all people from getting COVID, that it does mitigate symptoms so that if you do get it, that you have a lesser case of it than you do if you never had it and you got COVID kind of raw. Does the way that it's being discussed in the media concern you, given that it is 16 cases out of a million and they all seem to be mild in nature?
Right. So the media is going from either completely dismissing this on the left, I would say, which I don't think is any way doing anybody justice, because parents are concerned, children are concerned. You can't dismiss something, especially if it's what we call a signal, if it's really due to the vaccine, which is likely. And then on the right, it's feeding into a vaccine noncompliance, vaccine hesitancy, anti-vax sentiment that's basically due to the fact that this administration has been mismessaging the vaccine and has been hypocritical and inconsistent on the vaccine. But that doesn't take away from the idea scientifically that the vaccine is incredible.
Right.
We've probably never had a vaccine like this that's this safe, this effective, developed in this short amount of time, but based on many, many years of research. Well, I wish that it hadn't been politicized by this administration to this extent, which led to a backlash, which is actually hurting us because we need compliance.
Well, and that's what I want to ask you about, because you've got mixed messaging almost from day one. And as a result, they're confused. The administration seems confused now that more people aren't getting both shots. We have kind of a problem with some people just getting the first shot and then thinking that's enough. We had your colleague, Dr. Makary, on last week, and he was highly recommending the delaying of the second shot, not to not get it, but to strengthen the immunity impact the best, and especially if we're running some risks with this this heart inflammation scenario that you're talking about. What do you think about that, generally speaking, that if you hold off, maybe not get it in 4 weeks, but maybe, say, 7 to 8 weeks before you go back for shot number two?
It's a complicated question. I see it a bit differently. I think that in England, again, we've seen the aftermath of the Delta variant rifling through a community of people who had one shot. I don't think we should think of the vaccine this way. Now, I also don't think we need to stick rigidly to the way it was studied in clinical trials at this point, with hundreds of millions having gotten it. I'm in favor of, in teens, maybe waiting a few weeks on the second shot. But I'm seeing the Delta variant emerging here. 20% of the cases now have been identified as the Delta variant. And Delta variant, you have about a 30% effectiveness of the vaccine, whereas with two shots, you're seeing about 90%. So I'm not in favor of delaying that second shot too much. I'm in favor of delaying it a few weeks, but not too much. And if you delay it too much, people aren't going to come back for the second shot. Because of these variants, I don't think that that's a wise strategy. Now, again, I talk to, you know, virologists and public health experts every single day about this. It doesn't mean that they're always right. A lot of them are biased. A lot of them are politicized. But you have to weed through that and say, what's the science show here? And the science is in favor of this vaccine, and it's in favor of two shots in most cases.
We're speaking with Dr. Mark Siegel. His book is COVID, The Politics of Fear and the Power of Science. And again, just out and want you to get a copy. And he, of course, is the Fox News senior medical contributor. I remember watching Dr. Siegel, a decade or so ago, talking about the most important health issues. And Dr. Siegel, I've looked forward to having you on the show because I always love to pick people's brains who have been around and seen a lot. When we're talking about the COVID phenomenon, how did that change what happened with medicine? I've heard that cancer screenings fell off the cliff. I heard that normal maintenance of internal medicine appointments went away. And we're coming out 18 months later. Where are we at health-wise as a population because of some of those interruptions to what would have been a normal health cycle?
Great question. You know, I've been studying the fear response to pandemics or outbreaks or health scares since 2001. As you say, I've been around a long time, and that's one of the main topics I've been studying. I'm an internist by training, but I've really gotten involved deeply with the public health and infectious disease community since 9/11, when we started having a series of health scares where we overreacted. Now, believe it or not, as horrible as this pandemic is, we've overreacted to it. We've not considered the collateral damage, and I've been calling it collateral damage now for over a year. In fact, President Trump, when I interviewed him, gave me credit for that. I'm not the only one that said that, but the point is that it's led to suicide attempts, it led to deep depressions, it's led to problems with socialization. As you mentioned, it led to delays in immunization, which we're just catching up on, delays in cancer screening, which we're starting to finally catch up on. And it's because we weren't prepared. And it's because we overreacted and didn't consider what the damage would be of these lockdowns, which had a minimal benefit at most.
That's the voice of Dr. Mark Siegel. He is the senior medical contributor to the Fox News Medical All-Stars, and his new book, all about COVID and fear and science and how you balance those. We'll ask him more about that as we go along. But so glad to have you with us. It is Kevin McCullough Radio for a very busy Wednesday. Coming right back.
Balance of Nature is the best fruit and vegetable product on the market. What makes us the best? It's not about how many different fruits and vegetables are in each capsule. It's about having the right fruits and vegetables in the right quantities. That's what Balance of Nature has done. Our proprietary blend of fruits and vegetables has been handpicked by Dr. Howard based on his extensive research. Fruits and vegetables are made of hundreds of thousands of phytochemicals that work together to help your cells regenerate better, faster, and stronger. Only fresh whole fruits and vegetables are inside the capsules. You won't find any fillers, binding agents, or preservatives of any kind. You will only find fruits and vegetables the way Mother Nature intended. Start your journey with the best fruit and vegetable product on the market today by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code KMC.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-504-2641 or use the promo code KMC. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code KMC. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-504-2641 and use promo code KMC.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
We are speaking with Dr. Mark Siegel in his book, COVID, The Politics of Fear and the Power of Science. I want to ask you about the book, Dr. Siegel. I was not aware of the book when we booked you. I'm glad to know about it. I'll be glad to help promote it. I'm curious as to your thoughts, especially in the last few days, as Dr. Fauci has seemed to start to strike back at people that have criticized him. I've never spoken with you about gain of function. I don't know your thoughts on it. I do know where Dr. Sapphire, who's normally with me, stands on it. But I'm curious. I've always appreciated your perspective. Did we help contribute to the formation of the virus that ended up striking out across the world and hurting a bunch of us?
Well, that's a big question, and I'll give you a big answer. I interviewed Dr. Redfield about this last week. You probably know that. I did an extensive sit-down with him, and he was very articulate. And I've been interviewing a lot of people about this. And the way I put it together is this. Gain of function is research where you manipulate a virus to see its potential. I have a problem with that philosophically because a lot of these viruses have species barriers in place. Now, I wrote several flu books, and I pointed out bird flu is never going to kill 100 million people the way the World Health Organization said it would, because David Swain, the top avian flu researcher in the world, a veterinarian, said this has got a species barrier. This kind of flu doesn't go human to human. Well, guess what makes it go human to human? Manipulating it in a lab. So I have a problem with that to begin with. The whole concept bothers me. But if you're going to do it as a way of developing vaccines, let's say, as Robert Gallo just said to me today, who proved that HIV caused AIDS, I mean, you don't get a better virologist than him, and he just spoke to me about that today. If you have a strategy, you better do it in a level 4 lab where you can trust the government, where it's under lock and key, where you know what you're doing, because lab leaks happen all the time. So the notion of and Redfield talked to me about this, a notion of Europe and North Carolina and China involved in intercontinental gain-of-function research on potentially deadly viruses is scary beyond belief. And then, you know, the question of whether that could be at the cause of this pandemic is certainly on the table. Certainly a lab leak seems much more likely than a wet market at this point, where there's been no intermediary creature found. And what was actually going on inside the lab is something that there's such a huge smokescreen around this, it's hard to believe we're going to be able to prove it. But a lot of us feel, and I've been saying this for a year, I mean, I've been very suspicious about lab leaks for a year and been talking about it on Fox for a year.
Right.
But, you know, it more and more evidence has accumulated coming out of our intelligence communities that make this seem likely.
Well, and that's exactly what I think most of us, when we saw the kind of interaction between Senator Paul and Dr. Fauci go back and forth a few times in those hearings, I think the rationale is the stuff that Dr. Paul was saying made sense to the normal person. And I think that the normal person has the same reaction you do to the idea of creating these super viruses that are very, very hard to contain and to control. And certainly a place like Wuhan, why would we be sending taxpayer money to someplace like that to do this kind of research if we needed the top level security around it that you're just describing?
Well, I have to tell you, I'm even more disturbed. The money trail bothers me. And the money trail is significant. But I'm even more disturbed by the collaboration of scientists without with incredible naivete at best. I mean, look, you know, whatever you want to say about the United States, we're not run by the Chinese Communist Party. So you really can't trust a scientist in China knowing that their government may be snuffing them or directing them. I mean, how do you know that? You may think it's the most honest, transparent scientist in the world, but you just can't know that.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. So kind of pull back to the 35,000-foot view. Your book tries to communicate what for people that need to pick it up and take a look at it?
I try to get underneath the politics of fear. I try to look at what is a real scientific issue versus what has been completely bludgeoned by fear, the politics of fear, in order to control people. Masks is one example. I talk throughout the book exactly the way you just talk about it. Masks were used as a pseudo-religion. They were used to ridicule and diminish people. You know how you know fear was in order here and fear was predominating? Because there wasn't open discussion, because there wasn't debate, because it was never the other side. It was always your way or the highway. Because the president of the United States came out and said, I'm taking hydroxychloroquine, and then bam, it gets shut down without a proper look. When I have to tell you, I think it saved my father's life, and I've said that on the air, and I think it has a reasonable effect. You know, but even if it doesn't, why wasn't it properly studied early on, you know, when people get mildly ill? Why is it always the politics of fear? And we've seen that with vaccines, and I just went over that with you.
Right.
In depth, and you ask great questions. I mean, why is the vaccine politicized? You know, why is lockdowns politicized? Why is one side superimposing their will on the other side? All of that breeds fear. Now, one more thing about fear, and it's what led to my interest in fear. Fear is stronger than anything. So if you think you can reason your way out of fear, you actually can't. Fear is the hard wiring of the human brain. Fear is the fight or flight response. When somebody's got you afraid, they've got control over you. And politicians know that. And it's ugly, and it's anti-science.
Well, that's been working very well for hardcore Marxist ideas for centuries, the idea of being able to control a population through fear is able to accomplish, you know, politically speaking, what they want to. And, I know you're not an overtly political guy, but this is I think you've nailed it. I think that the fear is used for reasons that had nothing to do with public health and certainly nothing to do with science. And I guess coming full circle on that, will we be able to trust the new director of the CDC, or when Dr. Fauci resigns, the person that follows him, or the National Institutes of Health? Because when these seemingly political personalities are occupying these offices, and now we see kind of the results of what politicization of these subject matters do, I think that just knocks confidence down big time in the average person.
That's what you're seeing in the tail end of this pandemic. You're seeing CDC Director Walensky actually is a really good scientist. She's not great at messaging, but she's a really sincere infectious disease specialist. But then you see her get off the platform, and then the press secretary is changing what she said. You know, or Dr. Fauci, who, you know, we in the medical world, the internal medicine world and infectious disease world revere Dr. Fauci, but he's become more and more political, and that's not good. I mean, he knows his vaccines and he knows his viruses, but when he starts talking lockdowns in schools and he's influenced by political theater, that's not good. And we talked about it today on the Origins issue. You know, he's listening to Peter Daszak, and Peter Daszak is taking money from Google, and Peter Daszak is involved in gain of function research, and Peter Daszak is saying, hey, this came from a wet market. Well, I mean, we don't need the bias. We need, as Redfield
facts
said to me last week, science needs to be flexible. The goal of science is try to disprove your own hypothesis, not use it to bludgeon others with.
That is so well said. And on that note, Dr. Siegel, appreciate you stopping in with us. The book is called COVID, The Politics of Fear and the Power of Science. And of course, you see Dr. Siegel on Fox News, and he's always got the most interesting takes on everything related to medicine and wellness. And Dr. Siegel, very honored to have you with us today. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Please have me back. Glad to come anytime.
Will do. It's Kevin McCullough. Stay with us.
Bible live timeless stories. By examining them, we can understand what it means to be a woman of faith today.
Shannon Bream traces the steps of 16 holy women.
From warriors to judges to prophets, these women's stories deserve to be told.
Learn how their experiences have inspired some of your favorite celebrities with wisdom from the past that transcends the present. The Women of the Bible Speak on Fox Nation. Get a copy of Shannon Bream's new book, The Women of the Bible Speak, with the purchase of any Patriot plan on FoxNation.com.
These troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-504-2641 or use the promo code KMC. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code KMC. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-504-2641 and use promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want to talk to you about something that's super important in this day of COVID, viruses, colds, cold weather, etc. There's no more vulnerable time of getting sick than right now in the calendar year. You know that because you've battled the sniffles and the snuffles. You need to move on from that and have a boosted immune system that helps you have a fighting chance. And there's scientific proof that shows that when you give your body the chemistry that it needs, the chemistry that's found in the balance of nature, fruits and veggies, that you're going to give it a fighting chance like no other. Because when you take 31 fruits and vegetables and you combine all of that nutritional chemistry and you put it in your body, you're doing what God designed it to do, to help protect you from disease. Call right now, get 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies and free shipping. 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com or dial 800-246-8751. And make sure to receive the best radio offer by using the discount code KMC.
Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right. I appreciate Carol Markowitz and giving us some bonus time today. But I really appreciate her handicapping the mayor's race because I think a lot of people have looked at this and they've done one of two things. They've either said, well, I know who my favorite is, boom, and they've kind of stuck with them. Or they've said, this is overwhelming, way too confusing to figure out who and what and where. And we're probably going to have a pretty low turnout today of voting turnout as we have had in recent mayoral races. And Carol, one last question on that before we go to your column. Do you think it would be good to move the mayor's race to an on-election year?
Maybe, or maybe just into the fall, maybe back to September. I don't know why we decided June when, New Yorkers leave the city and so much is going on. I think that was a bad decision.
This is always the primary. So even in presidential cycles, the primary would be in June for New York.
No, this isn't unusual. No, September. It used to be September, and that sort of made more sense because it was, at least in the election season. This June is fairly recent. So it would be better if we had it at a time when I feel like in the fall, people sort of start paying attention again. By June, everyone is out. And And it's in a city where the primary matters so much, and just having it in June makes no sense to me.
Yeah. Well, speaking of June and getting out, you say this summer, turn off your screens and boldly go out into the real world. That's the newest title column from Carol Markowitz. What are you making the argument on, lady?
So I was always a defender of screens. Before the pandemic, I would say to parents, you know, who were kind of losing it with their kids, I'd say, come on, put on a show, you know, or like let them internet, you know, let them play a video game for a little while or something. And I would say, you know, you're making it just really hard on yourself if you don't let them veg out for a little bit. And the unspoken was that obviously it should be in moderation. And when the pandemic began, I said, oh, look, these screens are helping us stay together. Isn't this wonderful? But now we've done the equivalent of eating ice cream for 3 meals a day for 15 months now, and we need to put the ice cream down and have some salad. We have become socially inept. I think people have really lost how to have conversations. I see so many conversations now, people just aren't making eye contact, for example, because they've been alone for so long that they forgot how this works. And I see it so much in younger people. I see it in children who really don't know how to interact with other children because they haven't done it in so long. And I really, my argument is stop. If you're single, stop with the dating apps, go out, you know, look, see somebody across the room and feel that buzz. If you have kids, you know, let them have camp, let them play with other kids. I know that the CDC director said that her son wasn't going to camp this summer. Like, you don't have to follow her crazy lead. And we should just all have an analog summer where we spend less time staring at our phones and our computers and our TVs and more time with each other and learning how to be together again.
I think that is a great idea. And I'm very fortunate because my kids, at the ages that they're at, they have for the first time in their lives asked me in the last 12 months, Dad, can we go out and play catch? Dad, can we go shoot hoops? There's a desire to spend time outside when you can, kind of rainy on a day like today. But there's a desire to do that. And, of course, there's all that, you know, free shoreline up and down the Jersey and New York coastlines.
Yeah.
Get out and see some ocean and wade in the waves a little bit and get your vitamin D. By the way, that's good to fight off the next, you know, pandemic that comes along as well. So I love that. But do you think that we're in a place where people can take your advice, or are we too addicted to those screens?
Yeah, I'm scared. I'm really worried about our social future because I think a lot of people are having a really hard time getting over the pandemic. It's more than we think. And, you know, I mentioned this in the piece, but at first it was like, you know, I like to wear sweatpants and I don't remember how to wear real clothes. And it was like, oh, okay, yeah, I guess we could all kind of relate to that. But it's gotten to a really dark place where people are really anxious about leaving their homes, about going and doing normal things. And I think we need to, like, say to these people, like, we understand you've been through a lot. We've all been through a lot. We need to move on now. We need to move on from this. And the best way to do that is to unplug and to connect with people in real life.
Yeah. Well, it's an amazing thing to see that we are now finally on the backside of the pandemic. I told you before we went on the air today, all three of my kids completed the school year today, and we were all happy. And, you know, one of them graduated from fifth grade and, you know, is going into junior high next year, so it's kind of a big deal. But it's been a couple of years that we would rather forget than probably remember, and that's sad. Hopefully we move to a spot now where it's going to make a huge difference and go from there. But Carol, always appreciate everything that you're putting into print these days. This summer, turn off your screens and boldly go out into the real world. Carol Markowitz from the New York Post. Carol, thank you so much as always.
Thanks so much, Kevin. Thank you.
All right. Hey, coming up yet, I've got to talk some tech stuff with Ari Zoldan before we're done. And a final thought before we wrap up as well. Kevin McCullough, Kevin McCullough Radio. Don't go away.
I'm Shannon Bream from Fox News Channel, and I'm so excited to tell you about the latest book from Fox News Books, The Women of the Bible Speak. It's available for pre-order today. Whether you grew up studying the Bible or you're inspired by stories of strength and resilience, you will be moved by these timeless stories of powerful women facing life's greatest challenges featured in the book, The Women of the Bible Speak. Go to foxnews.com/books to pre-order your copy today.
Hey, Kevin McCullough, I want to talk to you about something that's super important in this day of COVID, viruses, colds, cold weather, etc. There's no more vulnerable time of getting sick than right now in the calendar year. You know that because you've battled the sniffles and the snuffles. You need to move on from that and have a boosted immune system that helps you have a fighting chance. And there's scientific proof that shows that when you give your body the chemistry that it needs, the chemistry that's found in the balance of nature, fruits and veggies, that you're going to give it a fighting chance like no other. Because when you take 31 fruits and vegetables and you combine all of that nutritional chemistry and you put it in your body, you're doing what God designed it to do, to help protect you from disease. Call right now, get 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies and free shipping. 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com or dial 800-246-8751. And make sure to receive the best radio offer by using the discount code KMC. In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend, Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-504-2641 or use the promo code KMC. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code KMC. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-504-2641 and use promo code KMC.
She's helped parents do it better since her days at New York One. Now, she helps you hack the parenting code, one tip at a time. Shelley Goldberg and the Parenting Express, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, always glad to have you with us. And on Wednesdays, we like to set down the hard news sections of the newspaper and turn to an area of practicality that many people struggle with every day. You wake up, especially now as we're moving into summer, you look at the blank slate and say, what am I going to do as a parent? How are we going to get through this? And Shelley Goldberg is the contributor to the Parenting Express. She helps us week after week with some really great thoughts about things that matter in terms of this regard. And we only try to give you one major area to work on each week. So it's kind of like not too much to bite off, and you can really give it some thought through the week. And I'm appreciative of that. But Shelley Goldberg, always good to have you back. You're picking something very practical today.
That's right, Kevin. In talking to my friends recently, I've been hearing, repeatedly people talking about how they feel their life is falling apart or their kids feel their life is falling apart. And I thought, that's what I want to talk about today. And, when we're talking about someone feeling their life is falling apart, it's when you don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. When you feel overwhelmed, defeated, just anxious all the time. And there's very good reason for it. I mean, there's stress everywhere. There's the stress of COVID. There's the stress of your kid's curriculum, that crazy, critical race theory in the schools, inflation, the political environment, everywhere. So what do you do if you're feeling, and hopefully it's momentary, that your life is falling apart or your kids feel that way. Number one,
all right.
Remind yourself, Kevin, you've been here before. You know, Kevin, if you can think back to your first romance, the broken heart, maybe not getting into the college of your choice, or maybe not being on the baseball team, you know, that you wanted to be on. Remind your kids, remind yourself, we've all been there before. And that means we're going to get over this. Two, double down on health and fitness. We're talking about the healthy food, the great sleep, the exercise. Why? Because you are now a warrior. You have to be in great condition. This is a battle. So you want to be mentally and physically as fit as you possibly can be. So you might make it a family priority. It's not something that Kevin and the missus is doing a half hour a day with an exercise class. It's something that the whole family is focusing on as a top priority. Think of it again as going into battle. Three, a gratitude list. But this time we're talking about the basics. Every day, kids, mom and dad, thankful for the water, the food, the trees, the blue sky, the warm shower, shelter, the basics. Then everybody agrees with a contract, 10 days, maybe with kids you want to make it 5 days, no complaining. No complaining because, look, kids, look, we've got everything we need to survive. We've got the basics. We are so lucky. Four, write it down. Write down everything you're thinking about, that you're worried about, that you're agonizing over. Write it down with details, clarity, because there's something cathartic about writing things down. Five, learn the basics of breathing techniques, slow breathing techniques. You can find them everywhere on the internet, very easy to find. You can learn it in 10 minutes, all right? Do breathing techniques, slow breathing, 10, 15 minutes a day. Then number six on my list is spend time each day visualizing what your perfect day, what your best day looks like. So you have some day, you have some visualization of what you're shooting for. What are you aiming for? What are you looking for? And they do this with athletes all the time. If you can visualize it, if you can see it in your mind's eye, you can get there, right? Seven, connect with old friends. Connect with high school friends, college, colleagues that you worked with. And make sure they're positive people, because positivity is absolutely contagious. You don't want to be around negative people if you possibly can, or complicated people. Number eight, make time for laughter. Laughter meaning that in your family, Kevin, let there be jokes every night around the dinner table. Sit down and watch Carol Burnett or I Love Lucy together. I happen to love the impractical jokers from Staten Island. I think they're very, very silly. So they make me laugh, and that's what I watch. Nine, have your kids read inspirational books. If you can, once a week. Mom and Dad, you can read them too. I mean, for grown-ups, Winston Churchill's life. He had to overcome so much stuff. So inspirational books should be on your reading list. 10, promise yourself each day you're going to tackle small tasks that you really don't want to do. So if, Kevin, you don't want to look at that Amex statement because you really don't want to see how you and the missus have been overspending, promise yourself that you're going to sit down and confront the things that you really don't want to do, and just break them up into small pieces. So each night or each day, just do one simple thing. That will make you feel phenomenal by the end of the week. Number 11, I think this is my favorite. Put a picture up on the wall, on a board, on a pegboard, of some nice, kind, gentle-looking man or woman. And talk to that person on a daily basis, and have your kids do it too, only they're going to pick a child as opposed to a grown-up. What advice would you give this person? What would you tell them each day to overcome the difficulties they're having? How would you talk to them? Kevin, your thoughts.
Well, there's so much to do here, and I think that, I've probably, when having a bad day before, have shifted into gear and done a few of these things. I think one of the things that I do when I get really down is I start cleaning. So I'll just start cleaning the kitchen and, just work my way to the garage and just kind of do that type of thing. But, you know, the one I like most on this is set aside 5 days of no complaining. We are in this society, we are the worst complainers ever. We complain about everything. If I don't get something exactly the way I want it, in the shortest amount of time possible, I'm upset, and everybody else around me has to be upset too. This is really good stuff, and I think that by helping my children work through some of these things when they don't feel on top of their game, I think this is going to give them some good foundation for the future in terms of how to handle this. Because we all have those seasons, Shelley. You're right. We feel like life's going to just tackle us one day, and we're not going to be able to get up again. But we are. And these 11 things are really helpful for focusing in on that.
And by the way, what you said about cleaning, there's research to support that, Kevin. That's very wise, because when you do things with your hands, gardening, woodworking, it's the endorphins. There's something that bathes your brain in very soothing, calming chemicals.
Right.
So it was very, that makes sense that would be something that you would go to cleaning and organizing.
Very good. If you missed any of the list, go back and get the podcast. It's always free of charge. You can go to the Kevin McCullough Radio section of SoundCloud or Apple Podcasts to find it. Shelley Goldberg, thank you as always for being with us.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
I'm Shannon Bream from Fox News Channel, and I'm so excited to tell you about the latest book from Fox News Books, The Women of the Bible Speak. It's available for pre-order today. Whether you grew up studying the Bible or you're inspired by stories of strength and resilience, you will be moved by these timeless stories of powerful women facing life's greatest challenges featured in the book, The Women of the Bible Speak. Go to foxnews.com/books to pre-order your copy today.
Balance of Nature is the best fruit and vegetable product on the market. What makes us the best? It's not about how many different fruits and vegetables are in each capsule. It's about having the right fruits and vegetables in the right quantities. That's what Balance of Nature has done. Our proprietary blend of fruits and vegetables has been handpicked by Dr. Howard based on his extensive research. Fruits and vegetables are made of hundreds of thousands of phytochemicals that work together to help your cells regenerate better, faster, and stronger. Only fresh whole fruits and vegetables are inside the capsules. You won't find any fillers, binding agents, or preservatives of any kind. You will only find fruits and vegetables the way Mother Nature intended. Start your journey with the best fruit and vegetable product on the market today by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code KMC.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-504-2641 or use the promo code KMC. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code KMC. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-504-2641 and use promo code KMC.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, on the very inauspicious day here in New York of, well, we've got an election that won't be decided till, you know, for the primary until sometime next year, maybe. The ranked choice voting nightmare for the Democrats in their primary for the mayor's race. It's just turned into a complete, you know what show. It's gapped with problems big time. And coupled with that, you've got President Biden, who made his address today talking about rising crime rates at the White House. And this is all interesting because as I was reading a piece at The Hill earlier today, it just struck me. Democrats have long been vulnerable to the charge that they are soft on crime. Republicans and their media allies are already making the case, having struggled to get traction against Biden on other issues. If you're law enforcement, you're going to be very cautious about doing your job when you see that the Democrats are never going to back you up, said Senator Rick Scott, telling the Washington Post in a story published on Monday. Crime could be the issue that, frankly, makes it impossible for Democrats to hold onto the House next year, said Hank Shinecoff, a New York-based Democratic consultant. By the way, full disclosure, I've appeared with Hank on many different platforms, radio and television, and though he and I disagree fundamentally on many, many things, he's exactly right in that statement. Shinecoff argued that too many on the left don't understand that crime and disorder are unacceptable to the entire population. People will lie to pollsters and go into the voting booth and vote for the person they think is going to protect them. The abruptness with which crime has returned to a central role in political debate is striking, says The Hill. Violent crime rates fell for years after the crack epidemic of the 80s and early 90s. Senior law enforcement officers like Bill Bratton, who served as stints as police chief in Boston, New York, and L.A., accrued near celebrity status. Crime became less politically salient, too. Now things have changed. Homicide rates rose about 25% nationally last year, but if you're in certain cities, this is Kevin adding this point, some cities have seen murder rates spike as high as 400%. The murder rate in Atlanta has risen more than 50% year on year. Miami, the murder rate is about 30% on the increase. Jackson, Mississippi, homicide rate rose 70% in the first 3 months of 2021. This issue puts Biden in a tough spot because he's facing conflicting pressures. Progressives want police defunded. They want gun control and view Biden with skepticism. He's edged away from the campaign trail promise to create National Police Oversight Commission, but progressive activists are maintaining their pressure for police reform. So too are some Democratic members of Congress, especially the Squad. Friends, I was reading through this very article, and it just hit me. It hit me like a ton of bricks. You don't like the increased crime in your area and in this nation. Blame Democrats. You put them in charge, and this is what happened. And it will as long as they have power. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.